We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. It calls to us. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives richer, calmer, and frankly, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby or trails worth traveling to and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Whether you're looking for a laid-back walk with family or something more adventurous to get your heart pumping, AllTrails gives you the tools you need to get out there and find your outside. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Torres, and let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a mother, a wife, plus a 20-year multimedia executive and personality,
and your host of Tap In with TT, the podcast,
where the culture speaks loud and clear. I'm having conversations with your favorite artists, rising stars, movers and shakers,
from the streets to the boardrooms, from healing to hustle.
New episodes every week on the Odyssey Creators Live,
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your audio.
So tap in with me, TT.
What are you waiting for?
Yo, let me ask you something. You still eat chips?
Chips, like potato chips? Or yeah. Just like
chips. Yeah, potato chip.
Yeah, every once in a while. Baked ones, you know, because, I mean, they're all bad for you, but, I mean, the baked ones, I guess, are a little healthier.
You lick your fingers in public?
No. I'm not.
So what'd you do?
I'm not like a 7-year-old.
What'd you do?
Napkin.
You don't get a napkin every time you get a bag of chips.
Well, I just...
So you just wipe it on yourself?
I mean, I try to get it as... I'm not.
Like, first of all, that's pause. That's crazy.
But like, I'm a grown ass man. I'm not about to just lick my fingers dry because I have Cheeto.
Damn. First of all, super pause. Second, so you just leave your hands dirty.
I wouldn't say dirty,
but nigga. If just, you just go just like this, like,
I would. I
if
mean,
if you just
listen,
go like this, nigga, you just motioning the dirt around in a circle. That's not. Like,
if I have water, I'm going to clean myself, bro. I usually have water.
So let's go with your scenario now.
Okay.
So you got a bottle of water in your pocket, and you're walking in the middle of the street eating your chips, and you just pour the water in your hand like you're in the back of a pedophilia van trying to take a bath?
Back of the pedophilia van is insane.
I don't know.
But yes, I would just at least my fingertips, bro. Not my whole hand, but at least my main fingertips. I mean, what, you eat fork? You use a fork to eat chips and shit?
No, I don't eat. Those days are over for me. Once I realized, like, I would have sticky, because I'm going to be honest. If, like, you obviously lick your fingers when I was a child. Or
I mean, everyone would as a kid, yeah.
No, as a young adult. And, like,
oh,
I realized that's...
Like, teenager or, like, still young adult, like, late teens? Yeah. I mean, late teens, you're still a kid, so...
Like, the revelations of, like, you can't just go like this in public. And, like, then you got to touch people, and it, like, so I'm like, all right, like, but, like, I just stopped eating chips.
It's socially irresponsible in a way.
I mean, yeah, fuck niggas, I don't care.
That's insane.
I don't care.
Because, like, you say what's up to your manager, what's good, and then, you know, you just
hopefully,
you go for the hug, and then you just,
hopefully, wah. I get to a bathroom before then, but if not, yeah, sorry, buddy.
That's
back in the day. I'm saying now, I just don't eat chips.
At all?
Nope.
That's crazy.
Nah. I just don't eat chips.
Nah, that's crazy.
Unless it, like, comes with, like, on the side of a meal, which, and I don't eat at those places, that happens.
Nope. I don't give a fuck. But I'll be on my deathbed. Hand me some Fritos or some shit. Bro.
That's why I don't believe that you don't lick your fingers. I don't think you have a napkin on you
all. We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
I don't have it all the time,
I definitely have water.
I
definitely have a Bev, and it's most likely water.
So you're taking the beverage you're drinking and then pour it on yourself.
Not on myself, on my fingertips, on my hands. If I don't kill the whole bottle, a 16-ounce bottle or eight or whatever it is, then I'll just, you know, at
okay.
least on my hands.
Also,
like on some real shit.
If you just pouring water in your hands and going like this, you just wet the dirt.
No, because I'm just
and because you're not wiping my hands. It. Your hands are still moist and now filled with chip juice. You just made juice.
I wouldn't say chip.
If there's a pile of dirt right there and I pour water on it, it's just a wet pile of dirt.
Mud like, now.
It's just mud. That's it. No, there's nothing. We're not changing anything here.
Yes, you are, because bro, your hands are not.
Nothing's making them clean. Nothing.
Water.
Nothing's
is.
Making them clean. Water's not. It's just wet dirt.
Oh my God.
To my next question.
Okay.
Do you still eat cereal?
Nah, cereal I don't eat anymore. There's besides the fact that there is no nutrition value to it. I don't eat breakfast like that.
If you did eat breakfast, I'm like,
not cereal.
I did want to like when I feel like I haven't even heard the word cereal in like last 10 years, and everybody's poor, so I don't know how like
I have like all right, I'm not gonna bullshit. I have cereal at home. I just
that's
don't,
still nuts.
I don't eat
that's
it.
Insane. That's still insane.
I mean, my niece and nephew.
Okay, yeah. Home, so, you know. But like
for me, I don't eat cereal, bro. It's just. Whatever at this point now. You know, I mean, last year, probably once last year.
Oh, yeah, that
365 days, at least once somewhere in springtime, I ate cereal.
If a nigga hit me, yo, bro, oh, what you about to do? Oh, I'm about to eat breakfast. Oh, what you getting? Cereal? Whoa, buddy. I think we are wrong friendship, buddy. I think our friendship's on the rocks, buddy. I don't know who you are anymore. You are a mass murderer. Yeah.
Does it depend? For instance, if you does it matter what cereal a person eats or is whatever, bro?
I mean, for me, it's all cereals at this point in our lives. But okay. If you're like, yo, I'm having Fruit Loops, I'm completely calling police. It's either I think somebody's kidnapped
just
you.
I
think either someone's kidnapped you or you've kidnapped somebody.
Oh my God.
And I morally can't just let that rock.
Oh my God.
So yeah, I think that if you're eating, if you hit me like, yo, bro, yeah, I'm about to eat some cereal. Yo, bro, like, somebody got you or you got somebody. Either way, the police have to be involved.
It's like cold. It's like, yo, it's like.
Yeah, that's step
like,
number
it's
one.
Like, yo, I'm eating cereal. It's like, oh, okay, no doubt.
Got you, no doubt, bro.
Hang up, 911. Call 911. Yo, code to 123 on this app.
You know, Alejandro at the Bronx, he took that kid to the park. He's beating the shit out of him. He's beating the shit out of him because he stole something from him. That's what I took that as code for. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Nah, yeah, I'm not big on breakfast. I mean, like, listen, I'll eat it every once in a while, but like actual breakfast food, like, you know, bacon, eggs, waffles, or pancakes and shit like that. But not cereal, bro. Like, I don't know. I just grew out that shit. It's just really not. It's milk and like just dried.
That shit. Cereal is like the ramen of breakfast.
But yeah,
it's the top ramen. Yeah, the other ramen shit. It's awful for you, but it tastes great. But like the fancy ramen, that shit is cool. But like that's the top ramen of breakfast.
Top ramen.
Like that and whatchamacallit? Them dry ass muffin scones from the fucking the carts.
Those breakfast carts.
Yeah, those little fake ass fancy breakfast carts. Man, the other day I'm on I forgot where I was. I'm in the city. Let me just grab a little muffin real quick. They fancy it up. They add some paint. So I was like, yo, this tastes like shit. Shit's dry as fuck. And it was a nice little white lady giving it to me with a hand. That's why you can't trust these people. All right? Y'all won't shut. Never mind. But I'm saying. But what I'm saying, like, yeah, fancy little cart that they got. That's the new thing in the city. Great. I'm like, ugh, this tastes like
shit. How much
was it? It's like, bro, this shit was like, between that and the coffee, it was like
$14. That's insane.
Also, the coffee from, I realized, like, the specialty coffee shops and all that shit.
Yeah.
The coffee tastes like shit.
This can. Bro, when people be telling me, it's like, yo, or whenever I see on TikTok, or just people I know, like, oh, I got to get my latte of this and this and that, X, Y, Z. I'm like, yo, bro, it's all caffeine. It's all caffeine.
Nah, listen, no. Some
it's
coffee.
All this, bro, it's you're getting scammed. I'm sorry.
Listen, like, some coffee tastes better.
I know a car near where I work. Cheap as shit. Cafe Bustelo. I know what I'm drinking because it's the same shit every single day. And that's even if I drink coffee. But I be on my tea shit. But that shit run me no more.
Excuse me, nigga.
That shit run me no more.
Nigga, lick his fingers, but drink tea. Great. Okay.
Tea's good for you, bro.
Okay.
Tea's good for you.
Nigga, lick his fingers, but drink green tea.
But that shit run me no more than $3, bro. And that's insane to say. Because in Manhattan, everything will run you at least 7 and up. But yeah.
Bro, go to Start. No, we were supposed to. Wait, we still boycotting them niggas?
I haven't ordered Starbucks in a while.
Go to Dunkin', nigga. Go to Dunkin'. They know what they're doing. They professionals over there. Well, you got a little fancy coffee shop with the flowers in the window. I don't give a fuck.
I really, yeah.
Go to Dunkin'.
There's one inside where I work at. I just go when I'm bored and talk to the employees, you know, because they look miserable and I'm like, I'm miserable at work at least. So we're like, let's be miserable together and just chop it up and whatnot.
That sounds awful.
They hold it down because they're funny and shit. They'll play music on their shit that they're not supposed to play because, you know, it's all for white people and stuff. So.
Nigga, you need to leave the house. This nigga said, I'll go talk to the employees because they're miserable with me. Yo, after bro. I had cereal and licked my fingers, nigga.
I don't eat cereal. That's the story I heard. Bro. All
right, let's start this damn podcast. Life, more love. Okay, welcome to episode, what are we at, 226? Welcome to episode 226, the Imaginary Players Podcast. Me, the one, Mr. Full Disclosure, a.k.a. Big John from the East Side Boys. You are now listening to and always been listening to the greatest show on earth. Thank you guys for liking, subscribing, listening, doing all the beautiful things you guys do every single week. Excuse me, to my immediate right, it's the man with the plan, everyone's favorite Latin, Dro's in the building. Say something to people, man.
Yeah, I don't lick my fingers, y'all. That's just not me.
Well, like, that's the episode title, so oh well.
Yo, what? Licking fingers? Cheeto does fingers and some shit? What's up, y'all? Good to be back another week, thankfully. Do some friendly banter. We got a nice, good schedule episode for y'all. Hopefully, everything, we get across to everything.
Nigga, no, we don't. We don't got shit to talk about. Like shit. No, we don't. Nigga, we don't got shit to talk
about. I'm trying to sell the facade, nigga, bro.
We don't got shit to talk about. We gonna do all your other podcasts.
Good PR, bro.
We gonna do what all your other niggas do. We don't got shit to talk about, so we just gonna talk about Drake. I'm gonna just do what all you niggas do. I'm gonna just do it the opposite. Like, we're gonna talk positive about him and we'll get the views. But, like, I'm gonna just do what you niggas do and we don't got shit to talk about. We're just gonna talk about Drake. That's what all you niggas do anyway. So, why the fuck not? Oh my God.
We're supposed to be different, man.
No, the fuck we aren't. We're different because we're funnier. That's about it. All you niggas podcasts is
they eat cereal. We don't, man.
I can't vouch for you real now. And I don't know what you got going on. You might have a box of Fruit Loops on your fridge. So niggas put the cereal on the top of the fridge. Niggas was real life poor. Anyway.
Struggle times, bro.
All right. Where do we want to start? We do have a bunch of things to not really care about. Trump said Tylenol causes autism.
Yo, his dumbass. I'm tight because
he's getting ridiculous.
He's at the UN right now this whole week. So if you was wondering why Midtown is just shit compared to how it usually is, he's in Midtown because of the UN and whatnot. But yo, once I heard that bullshit, I'm like, y'all really voted for this, bro. Y'all really voted for this, and it just adds on to like another list of like you got voted for this. For me at least.
Hey, one of them health organizations right after was like, yeah, we have no proof of this. That nigga said, bro, Tylenol causes autism and then cite not one source.
I know the CEO of Tylenol was just like flabbergasted. I know everyone who works at Tylenol or like Pfizer or what, I don't know what big company it is, but like they're probably just looking like in such disbelief like.
There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your outside.
Did this motherfucker just say that?
You know, Trump don't do nothing by accident, though. Like, he must be beefing with somebody that owns Tylenol, so he decided, yo, this is it. And the thing is, he like had a rollout for this. He's like, you have a big announcement about autism coming in the next couple days. Nigga said, yo, Tylenol has autism. And then the nigga said, I never seen somebody 70 with autism. I said, Donald.
Motherfucker pushing 80, what do you mean?
Donald.
You with autism, because I'm pretty sure you took
have autism. Like, you might have it.
He for sure got it.
Anyway.
I say. One in three people got it, I think. Or some shit like that. I read it somewhere. So.
Bro, this is pure comedy at this point.
Like the same shit when my fucking keep on cutting you off. No, go ahead. It's like when he told people to drink Clorox, I think, during COVID and shit, or to take and inject themselves with Clorox or whatever it was. So avoid fucking COVID. Just like what?
Also, Dr. Oz has now split from Donald Trump on the Tylenol tirade. Look at this headline. Dr. Oz is part of our medical. What are y'all talking about? Where are we? He's a TV doctor and in the news talking about how he's not with Donald Trump's claims. I don't want to hear nothing from Dr. Oz or him. Mm-hmm. Okay. What else we have? If you have a high fever, I'm reading this from the Daily Beast. Oh, this is a good fucking site. Donald Trump appointed the minister. Yes. In Tuesday interview with TMZ, the Trump-appointed administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said pregnant women with high fever should take Tylenol to lower their body temperature.
I mean, that's
duh.
That's what it's made for. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Y'all motherfuckers don't like
y'all like just, yeah, y'all don't be like I'm talking to MAGA. Like, you guys don't like feel really, really dumb a lot of the time.
Like, your mom never told you this shit? Like, or your grandma or like your grandpa or someone? Like, you've gone to the doctor at least once. And they'll tell you, like, if you have fever symptoms, take Tylenol.
But you know, right? All this stupidity that I feel like I'm consuming on the television now, right?
Yeah.
What does give an advantage, right? For me personally, this is fully selfish. Mm. I am now smarter than a lot of you people by like a mile.
Oh no!
Like, yeah, we are now like a lot more, and it's yeah. like and
the goalpost is definitely being pushed.
Like, yeah, like
in our favor.
You guys, like, I love stumping white people. I'll tell a little story. 2 weeks ago, I was at the bar,
okay,
by myself, like always. I do my little weird shit. I sit in the corner. I watch the game. I seclude myself.
Like, any fingers and shit.
Hmm.
Like, any fingers and shit.
No. I'm an adult. I don't eat chips. I don't eat chips in the street, nigga. What the fuck? God, nigga. Like, I got $10 for a sandwich and napkins, nigga. I don't know what times ain't that hard.
Yo, what if they run out of napkins, yo?
I'm not going to any place that doesn't have. You don't get it. I don't go places that don't convenience me. If I'm inconvenienced, I'm not going. That is what adult me has realized. Now that we're like parties, restaurants. If I'm inconvenienced, I'm not gonna be there. I don't go anywhere where things are too hard for me.
Uh-huh.
I've worked too hard in my life for that. Hey, it's too much. I'm out of here. I'll let y'all. If I see a line, yo. No? All right, I'm going to holler at y'all. I'm going to get my car. But anyway,
uh-huh.
I'm at the bar.
Yeah.
Right? And anytime that happens, you get there's always a random white guy that approaches me because I think I look like these days, like an approachable black. I'm not with a group of niggas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm by myself.
Doing dolo. Just you.
I'm drinking a glass of wine.
Gotcha.
I'm watching a football game.
Okay.
I'm dressed normally. I'm like, I still have.
Like casual?
I'm probably dressed like this with a t-shirt on. And okay, have a nice watch. I have a nice watch on. That is always the indicator. All right. He's not something. I'm just saying. Like, he's not scared of me.
Gotcha.
Cool. And the bartender's like, oh, I know John. John's cool. Whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Neither here nor there. There's steps to this.
Gotcha.
Sits, hey, somebody's in here? Nah, because bar's probably packed, but I'm always cool. Somebody's here? Nah, you good?
Mm.
Cool. I don't even look cool. Hey, I don't have to ask about the bartender already knows to bring me a glass of wine. By three, I'm done. She already know that. So I'm on two. Cool. He's identified. Oh, he's drinking wine. All right. He's a safe black. Like, I'm watching this nigga the whole time.
He's not a raunchy one.
I'm watching this nigga the whole time.
He's not a ghetto one. He's one of ours.
Right. I'm watching him. He's like, oh, he's a safe black. All right.
Okay.
He's watching my hand. I drink with my left hand. Uh-huh. Oh, this nigga, like, you doing okay. It's not a Timex. Cool. Fine. Cool. I could have sold crack for that, but he has no idea. But he's evaluating. No, I'm saying he's evaluating his options. Like, I don't think he sells crack. Once he realized, because he's like, he can't sell it. When niggas that drink wine don't sell crack. Little does he know, right? Chain. Anyway, so he's like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's not selling crack. Red wine, nice watch,
mm-hmm.
no crack, right?
Up echelon.
Hmm?
Up echelon.
Right. Then this is what gives them the safety that they can speak to me.
What's up?
If I'm into the game. Like, if I'm just here trying to look super cool. But, like, if something happened, like, fuck, like, I think the Colorado game was on,
mm-hmm.
and something, I was like, damn, cool. He's like, oh, man, bad play. He opens the door for the conversation. So, mm-hmm. making a long story less long, start having a political conversation. Because he starts asking me my background. Hey, where are you from? Oh, yeah. What do you do for a living? Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, tell him what I do for a living. Cool. He's like, oh, shit. Like, that's dope. What do you, you live here? I say, yeah, I live right on the street. Once you indicate, so, oh, I, oh, shit. All right, nigga.
Yeah.
Cool. He's like, I live by myself. Oh. Now he's fully known. Oh, he's a safe black. I'm straight. He's not going to trip. Little does he know, I'm an unsafe black. I am the most unsafe black you will ever meet. I am so unsafe of a black. I am an unsafe, intelligent black.
Like, oh, there, Jamal. Don't pull up the mod.
Oh, yeah. And then he asked my name, John. Oh, super safe. Nigga, I am the most unsafe black you'll ever meet. So, okay. I don't know, please. Yeah, you know, like, it was literally the, like, hours. I don't, maybe it was the day after or Charlie Kirk died. It was close to a.
It was close.
It was like a Friday, one of them days.
Gotcha.
He dies. Hey man, like, how do you feel about everything going on in politics?
Oh shit.
And this guy, he's wealthy. He had money. You could tell. He was telling you, yeah, he got two daughters in private school, whatever. He had money. And I said, I'm at this point, I'm trying to enjoy my night, so I'm avoiding the conversation. Yeah. I said, yo, I
just finished my wine, bro. Leave me alone.
But then the arrogance in me kicks in, like, I'm gonna kick this dude ass. Like, mentally, and if he said the wrong thing, I'm going to knock him out. So, okay. I said, Jose, what do you think about all the political stuff going on? And he said something. He said something kind of low-key racist. He's like, You seem well-read. I said, no, I'm well-educated. I said to him. I said, no, I'm well-educated. So, he goes, oh, yeah, what the boo? And he was like, you know, I think that, first I go, hey, I don't really know nothing about the dude. Like, that's not in my, like, it's not my day-to-day life.
Of course.
He's like, yeah, you know, I think that we've lost compassion these days and all this other stuff. And there's two things on my shoulders, the devil and the angel. And my angel goes, yeah, you know what? That's crazy. And go about drinking my wine and watch the game and start diffusing the conversation to football.
Yeah, of course, of course.
And then the devil goes,
fuck that.
Fuck this nigga. So I naturally go, hey, you know, I think... can't look for compassion. I say this. You can't look for compassion if you don't give it out.
Of course.
He's like, you know, I think that people just have opposing views. And that's the problem with white people. White people think having saying awful things mean opposing views. And we've talked about this before.
Yes, 100%.
I said, hey, man, let me ask you something. I said, do you think we live the same life? Because now I'm at the point where I'm like, I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah.
I'm already here.
It's like, red wine in my system right now.
It's like, no, I just love talking to MAGA people that I just know are not there. Like, they're not here. Like, we can't have a conversation because it's at this point, it's illogical.
Of course.
Because, like I said, conservatives have points. I don't ever want to take that away from them. Conservative people, I know, like, they have points.
Yeah.
MAGA people, to me, don't.
No.
So I said to him, I said, hey, man, let me ask you something. I said, do you think we live the same life? He goes, what do you mean? I said, when you go vote, when you go make your decisions, you're making them for you and for your family and the things that would make your life easier and the things that you value. Right? I said, when you look at a guy like me, and because I'm skipping a part where he said, you know, I like that me and you can sit here and have a conversation and it doesn't seem intense or anything like that. I was like, oh, it's a low key, like, oh, I'm not no bitch, though. Like, right. I'm like, hey, I ain't no, like, bitch. Well, I will smack you.
Like,
I said, hey, say the wrong thing. I will do my little 8 hours in jail and get out, and I'll come to court later, nigga. Don't. I don't. Hey, like I said, I'm an unsafe.
I know Tom. Bro.
Right? I'm in my head. I'm like, I'm an unsafe black. You are treading on dangerous waters.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to wrap the story up. So I said to him, I said, hey, I don't like when guys that look like you pretend that when you're voting for you are doing something for me. I would rather you look me in the face and say, I don't give a fuck about black people's rights or minority rights. Yeah. I respect that.
Yeah, because you're blunt about it. You're front-facing with it.
And I said, that doesn't necessarily make you racist. That makes you honest.
Exactly.
When I go to vote, I do not give a shit about you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm voting for my nucleus. I'm voting for my community.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens to be that when I vote for my community, it tends to make the world better. When you guys vote for you, everything is sky high.
Goes to shit.
People get killed, and we're doing civil rights protests in the street.
Yeah.
I said, hey, man, I'm just telling you, these are facts.
They're factuals.
I was like, hey, like, these are things that you can go and look up in history. These aren't aren't things that we're making up.
Yeah, like look, these aren't, look at all the past Republican presidents.
Hey, George Bush, Hurricane Katrina. Like these things, and George Bush, the crazy part is, Donald Trump makes him look like a saint. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, like, I'm not saying all Democratic presidents are good, because they're not. Bill Clinton got some, you know, Obama was dropping bombs like a motherfucker. But hey, neither here nor there. But my point is that I get a kick out of the level of that MAGA is willing to drop the intelligence, not only them, but the generations after them, by just spewing misinformation. Mm-hmm. And we're just like, I'm sitting pretty with how stupid y'all are. Like, y'all can't even have a intellectual conversation.
Exactly.
And I guess that's kind of why I guess they love the Charlie Kirk guy, because he would just say what's on his...
Just spewing nonsense, bro.
But the problem is, like, you're just a racist bigot, so it's different. So it really doesn't get anywhere. It doesn't hold, like... Mm-hmm. And also, by the way, I also want this Charlie Kirk shit wrapped up by today. Enough. Like...
They're gonna drag that shit
enough,
and they're gonna use it as fog to just have everyone forget about the files, forget about a lot of shit.
His family mourn, let his family grieve. He had a wife, he had kids. We don't need to hear about this nigga no more. I'm cool, and I'm talking about on black people too. We don't. This had nothing to do with us. Once again, I repeat.
Yeah,
we didn't kill the nigga. We didn't know nothing. We didn't kick it with him. We didn't fuck with him. Let Candace Owens deal with it. She got a new YouTube video every day about it.
Yeah.
Let her deal with it. I don't want to hear none of my people talk about this guy no more. Whatever Congress want to do, they want to give a day off a dude, cool. I'll go to work. Like, we don't need to do this no more. So that is my little rant.
You're trying to put him on the coin.
I don't carry change. So, great. I won't ever see it. Like, once again, more poor shit. Like, MAGA is stupid and poor.
That's their main demographic.
You niggas is in Midwestern Wyoming with $20 in your pocket and a third grade reading level telling me how I should vote. Yeah. Telling us about the community. And your kid gonna come out the same way. Your grandkids gonna come out the same way. Y'all gonna say white, poor, and missing your front two teeth. And then one day... Your great granddaughter gonna fuck a black dude, fuck up your whole race line, and now everything's weird.
It's fake. You're not lying. I'm not gonna lie. For the most part, I know MAGA predominantly in red states. Not all Republicans are dumb. I will say that.
Oh no, we know that. Yeah,
but for the most part, MAGA are. It's just, and it's not. I'm not gonna say it's not fortunate. Unfortunate. It's fortunate for me. If y'all just believe in all this nonsense, then cool. So whenever I do confront one of y'all, or we get face to face, not aggressively, but at least if you wanted to have a conversation, then I just know, like, I'm just rage bait you.
I just know you're not smart.
Yeah,
like, I have not met too many people that are Trump MAGA people that have a high level of intelligence. Mm-hmm. Like, Republicans are different. I want to make that 100%, clear.
Yeah,
I have very smart Republican. I wouldn't say friends, so I'm on the dragon.
Shit, my project manager is Republican. And it's funny, 2 weeks ago, a couple of days after that shit happened, he asked me, I guess he wants to make small talk.
That's the problem, be the small talk.
And he was like, so you hear about what happened, man? Like, what's your thing? And I was like, honestly, listen, I didn't know too much about him, but you practice certain things, you really just can't understand, can't feel some type of way that other people are just not going to feel some type of way for the person.
Don't ask me about that nigga. I try to give a little bit of grace, but it's over with.
Hey. And he just looked at me and was like, okay.
Don't ask me about
and
that.
And I was just, in my head, I was like, bro, if you're going to get to that point, please tell, like, I will, shit, HR will be my fist right now, bro. Like, I do not care at this point.
Listen, don't bring that nigga up. I'll be like, hey, I don't give a fuck about this nigga. I'm going to say it very clear. I don't care.
Yeah.
So, and honestly, we only talk about it because we don't got shit else to talk about. I want to make that clear, too. As we continue this episode, some of the things that y'all don't care about, I don't care about. And we have nothing that we are here to purely entertain today. I don't have any news reporting. There's nothing to report. There's no news. Kamala Harris is on her book tour. Yo, what is going on? The same way we kicking the right's ass. Mm-hmm. So Kamala is on her book tour. So she's putting out her book. I don't know the name of it. I don't need to promote it because, enough. Kamala is on her book tour telling all the shit that we already knew. Her and Joe Biden didn't fuck with each other like that. She didn't want the nigga to run again. Mm-hmm. What else she said? She said the question that she think lost her the presidency, I think, and don't quote me on this, was when they asked her, what would she do differently as a president as opposed to what Joe Biden's doing? She was like, nothing. Nigga, we were struggling at that point.
Shit.
So, yes, that did lose you.
Yeah.
The presidency. She spoke on her not speaking up against Israel. It was a big fault of hers. Mm-hmm. She spoke about kind of nobody, like, supporting her when she wanted to run initially. All that other stuff. Gotcha. So, I think there's a lot of shit in her book. But mainly, it sounds like the book is kicking Joe Biden's back in a lot. And, again, it's a...
There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your outside.
Over with, Trump's our president. Like, he wasn't the, Joe Biden wasn't a great, wasn't a great president. I still think what we got is way worse.
Yeah.
Way worse right now. So, yeah, I think the Biden legacy, like, I think it's all, there has been enough room, I think, so she decided, you know what, it's time for me to air it out.
Yeah.
But this definitely, like, she can't, I don't think she was going to run again anyway, but this book, as you know, she has no interest in politics.
Right, politics.
Yeah. But I'd be wrong as shit about shit. I said Jimmy Kimmel was coming back, and he came back this week.
I mean, truthfully, I knew. I had a feeling once the mouse is going to start realizing all them cancellations shit like that, or nah, run that shit up. Bring them back.
Yeah, this was...
Talk to that father company or whoever was paying this and third. He's like, yo, bring that boy back. Bring that boy Jimmy.
Yeah, so it's interesting because if you guys don't know what we're talking about, Jimmy Kimmel was taken off the air last week for his comments about Charlie Kirk I want to say this correctly. Not his comments about Charlie Kirk, but the way that the country has positioned him to be some hero,
mm-hmm.
right? Which I think is perfectly fine to say, but hey, it is what it is.
Too many butthurt people. Ooh.
Yeah, honestly. I think that... No, so now he's back on air.
Mm-hmm.
He did a monologue last night. The biggest viewed monologue in like the last few years. I think it was like 7.2 million people. So with that being said, I said last week here, I was like, hey, I think it's over with. I think even if they ask him to come back, he won't if he's got some morals and principles, whatever the case may be. I take back that stance because him going on there and continuing to kick the administration's back in is important.
100%. 100%, bro.
Yeah.
It's standing on business.
Yeah.
It's not faltering. It's not double backing. It's like, yo, I said what I said. Okay, I may have been ridiculed for it, but I'm still here. Y'all need me. I'm here. I'm on the limelight, and I'm going to talk my shit, obviously in a professional manner and whatnot, and I'm bringing in 7.2 million views. Come on. Like.
Yeah, I think something that he said that was super important was, I never meant to make light of a young man being killed.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That was never my intention. But the administration using this as kind of, I'm paraphrasing what he said.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is the administration using this to harm and hinder our free speech is kind of the point I was making. This is the point, right? The administration playing political game. Like, I feel like we're in a big reality show.
100%. Bro, this time in history that we're all living through, we're going to, you know, bro, years will pass. Everything will change, good or bad, whatnot. But we're all going to look back on it and really just think like, nah, son, this shit really happened. This shit really all just happened. And like our kids or our future kids or just like fucking generations from now, we're just going to think like, what the fuck happened from 2019 or 2016 to like 2000 whatever when this shit. Because it's insane. It, like you said, it's a reality show, and that's exactly what it is. It's like every day is some just new dumb shit.
Yeah, I saw just a lot of the commentary, like in between the days of him being taken off the air, the backlash into him being put back on the air.
Mm-hmm.
you heard the subscriber report. I don't think that was enough. I think there was an overwhelming level of, hey, like, we're going to lose not only, like, subscribe, but, like, an audience to everything that we are associated with. It's Disney, it's Hulu. ESPN is always teetering the line because now, and I say ESPN specifically because I would assume that's, if not the biggest, moneymaker on a day-to-day basis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Disney, you got to put shows out. You got to do this, you got to do that, right? I think that there are enough sports shows outside of ESPN that are doing well. You have volume, you have all these other things that, like, hey, you don't want to play with the people that are like, I don't need to watch ESPN to get my sports knowledge and or takes. Stephen A. Smith ain't that polarizing. No, let me take that back. I was just hating. But, like, there, and I think, like, the ESPN aspect of, okay, we'll pull back from them niggas, is where, and you're looking at how high those subscription prices are now. It's like, oh, all right, y'all, y'all playing? All right, we won't. I'll go find my sports somewhere else type shit. Right.
Shit going up in price and people not with it.
Yeah, so I think all that stuff played a factor. I'm happy to see Jimmy come back on air. I still do hope that he removes himself from this. Just because I feel like saying taking a stand can look different in different ways. So I don't want to say you leaving necessarily is the stand to take.
Mm-hmm.
But you continuing to say what you want at all times without repercussion is important. Right? And he said something to the effect of Donald Trump was willing to let hundreds of people lose their job because he didn't like what I said. And that is where I'm like, yeah, that is like the point. And I feel like I still don't feel like the Disney aspect of it is safe for Jimmy Kimmel and those people that work on his show.
Yeah.
So take that shit somewhere else where you don't feel like your job is at risk every time you say something that the president doesn't like. That's kind of that was the point. Yeah, that was the kind of point I want to order. Even though no matter what we do, that will be under a microscope. Even some of the clips I'm putting out, they're getting shadow banned.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. Put the Jimmy Kimmel clip I put out by now is doing whatever. But now it's getting shadow banned. And I expect it to. Like, you can you test it. Oh, okay, what can we what's gonna work here? All right, cool. I see what's going on. So yeah, I want to 100% see Jimmy and the people that work on his show protected. So for me,
that's a fact.
ABC and these major networks are no longer protected. They're compromised. And I think the person that the company that owns everything, the parent company that airs the show, Nexstar, that owns the network station, they're still not airing the show.
Yeah.
Right? They still decide we're not actually airing. Like, ABC decided to bring him back, but Nexstar is not airing the show still. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all right, I feel like this show is in jeopardy no matter what.
Yep.
Right?
It's just like half in, half out.
Right. So I would take that shit somewhere else. I did my big one. I came back. I doubled down. I'm gonna take my crew, and we're gonna go do this shit on our own. I don't know how.
I wonder if Jimmy does own the rights to his show.
No, he doesn't. I can tell you that right now.
Doesn't really.
No, fuck no. Hell no. Yeah, no.
Well, regardless of the fact if he doesn't,
he can still go do somewhere else.
Yeah,
you can still go
somewhere else. Take your crew.
Yeah, you can take your crew and do it somewhere else.
Yeah,
and you just have to name it something else.
Of course,
but
and I'm pretty sure the people, everyone who D fans or haters and stuff, who they'll go to it because people needed their fix.
If you weren't a Jimmy Kimmel fan, you probably are now. That's the thing, right? If you weren't a fan, you probably are now because of nobody wants their freedom of speech being compromised by the fucking government. Sure, yeah. By the nigga that just told me Tylenol causes autism.
Which is crazy.
So, all right.
I was wrong. It was 1 in 45 people. But whatever, 1 in 3.
That nigga nigga said 3 niggas in here. 1 of you 3 niggas got autism. I believe you too, because niggas be having autism and they don't realize.
That would be happening,
bro. I'm telling you, man. It could be slight.
Yeah, there's different range of spectrum and stuff like that.
But
shit.
Anyway. What else we got? So we got Kamala, who wrote a book dissing Joe Biden. Kimmel's back. Trump and Tom.
I feel like there's a lot of important shit that happened with the UN, but I'm not going to lie. I ain't following all of that stuff.
Bro, nothing happened with the UN. Trump said, yo, we got the best country in the world. This is his shit. I can tell you every Trump speech. We're doing the best. We're doing the best in the world.
Jobs is back.
Drug prices are down 300%. Doing amazing. jobs are up 150%. Then you'll get every point in the book. This is not true.
This is motherfucking lying.
This is not true. I know,
bro. I get the only feeling like, I know all the other countries just be looking at us like, at the UN, it's like, oh, they're so filthy. Like, they're so disgusting. Like, just, ugh.
The nigga said the escalator stopped on purpose for him. I was like, yo, God, what is going on?
The leader of the new world.
So anyway, it's only 10 months in, but anyway.
Yeah. Any shout outs?
The shout outs is music for real. Nothing amazing happened for niggas. I guess we might as well. I'm gonna shout out to Cardi. Her album is out.
Shout out Friday.
Am I the Drama?
I was hearing it on my way over here. I got 1/4 in and then I didn't get to finish.
It's a long project.
It is, bro. It's like 22 tracks or something like that. I may be wrong, but it's a long project. First track definitely spoke with it. It was like, it was like kicking the door type energy. I was like,
her and Summer Walker.
Yeah.
And Cardi is dissing everybody.
Yeah.
And their mother. 22 records, bunch of features. And I would like to say, we were right. This album is good. We said it. I'll let you finish it, but I'm saying from my experience, I really enjoyed this album.
Yeah, with the 1/4 that I heard, I want to say about 6 to 7 songs. That's for me. It just off that, I'm like, all right, I could bang with this.
Like I thought, Imaginary Players sounds way better in the album than it did when they put it out. Mm. And I think Cardi putting out the records that she knew wouldn't necessarily be super hot, holding them for the album. I like when artists do that.
Yeah,
I don't necessarily like you give me like the best shit you got, or 3 out of 4 records, and I feel like I heard your album already. Even though it's 20 records, I wouldn't have felt like that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But Am I the Drama? I love this album. I think it's phenomenal. Of course, it's not going to be like a first, but this is not a sophomore slump album. This isn't a, damn, like, this is what you give us after 8 years. Yeah, I don't feel like that.
No.
I don't feel like, damn, 8 years, and I don't feel this cheated. Yeah. I don't feel empty. I don't feel any of that. I feel like, you know what? Yeah, I'm cool. This is a solid effort. She is dissing everybody. So Magnet, she told JT that her and Uzi share dildos and bags. Which one? Where's the other one? Pretty and Petty. She told Bia that her breath stinks.
Oh wow.
And be a diarrhea, and that she used to go to Diddy's house and let Diddy's kids comb out her bottom hair. That's what she said. I didn't say that. Once again, this is Cardi B. That's capital B, Cardi. Who else did she diss? She's dissing Offset every song.
Yeah.
That's not. On the first record, she is dissing Nicki Minaj. I want to clear up the speculation where she said, you have to do shows for free and your music doesn't hit and we don't give a fuck. Like, she's dissing Nicki. Cardi has taken her time to diss everyone thoroughly. I genuinely enjoy that. Because it's not like, this isn't manufactured. Number one, this is who Cardi is. And number two, she really hates these women. Like, she hates these girls.
Yeah.
She hates them. So when she's getting in the booth and telling Bia that, the song starts. She says, gun to your head, name 5 Bia songs. Bang, you're dead. I said, oh my God. I dropped the phone. I said, oh my God. I said, oh my God.
She's not wrong.
She said, 5, at least for me. You're dead. I was like, whoa. Like, and the way she did it, her delivery on these records.
Very, very aggressive. But I like it. I mean, I don't know. Like, just that's just
Cardi fire.
B. Yeah, it's just Cardi B's, like, not even ego. That's just her delivery that's always been, like, it's always been persistent with that. Truthfully, I feel like, for me, I feel content with this album. I feel like it wasn't lackluster. She definitely got the message across. I feel like a sophomore album definitely did its thing, for sure. Replay value. It has some. I want to say. I haven't finished it, but
we gonna hear this out.
Like, I feel like this is an album that you'll definitely go back to a couple tracks and you start to decipher certain lyrics and certain bars for sure.
I want to diss somebody real quick. Some nigga. What's your name? What's this nigga name? I am Don Line. His profile picture is a picture of Marvin Gaye. Okay. With one of the hipster beanies.
Gotcha.
And he puts his religion in his bio. So I already know what type of nigga you is. He tweeted, I might do this once a week. Cardi doesn't have passion or love hip-hop. She treats it like a quick hustle, not an art form. The truth is she has zero real talent and can't rap. A lot of these young female rappers saw how someone untalented like Cardi could rise, and they thought, if she can do it, so can I. That's why the game feels watered down. Too many of them don't rap with soul, heart, lyrical depth. It's not about skill, storytelling, or pushing the culture forward anymore. It's just about clout chasing and copying a formula. Hey, loser nigga, if girls don't like you, just say that. Just say that. I am so sick, and this is specifically of the last 18 months of music. And I can tell y'all why, but well, y'all just say I'm dick eating. So, I know you guys think everything needs a deep dive and a deeper meaning, and it's super cool to be super mysterious and rap really in-depthly about struggles and the system and your fifth eye or whatever you niggas are saying. It's okay for Cardi to make ass-shaking gangsta music for the women and dudes, because we like it.
Yeah. Shit, we like it because the girls like it.
I would like you fake Hotep, fake super deep loser niggas to leave people that enjoy music outside of Talib Kweli and Jay Electronica the fuck alone. Go listen to Absol Project. We don't want to hear that shit over here. Yeah. I'm sorry. I want to make that clear. And this is the problem. This last year, everybody been trying to replicate one aspect of whatever. When the nigga that y'all was trying to replicate, hey, I'm trying to make this music now.
Basically.
Okay? Please, leave our superstar ladies alone. Saying that she has no passion, and everybody this last 2 years is trying to define hip-hop and culture, because y'all know what that is. That is also part of the problem. Everybody's trying to, this is the culture. Listen, strip clubs is hip-hop culture. Sorry.
It is. Shit, you want your music popping, bro? You want your shit spinning? Play that shit in the strip
club. Atlanta knows that, right? Like,
it's the modern day equivalent of going to the fucking radio station with your CD and shit.
Yeah. Play it. And now, y'all got to never mind. So what I'm saying is, to reel this back in, I want everyone to stop trying to listen to something and come up with a grade the minute they hear it. Y'all can enjoy music and not feel like you need to come on your platform or microphone and give it a fucking grade.
Yeah.
It's okay. All right? Hey, this may sound hypocritical coming from me, but also, I've been doing this for 7 years. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It is okay to not feel the need to want to listen to something, to critique, and just ingest, just ingest and enjoy the music. It is okay. Not everyone needs to come on here and give the super deep dive about music that is supposed to be numbingly fun, ridiculous, and mean nothing. Yeah. That's okay.
Perfect.
Hip hop started with the hip hop, the hippie, the hippie, the hip hop. You don't stop, you're rocking with the bang bang boogie, up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat. That didn't mean nothing. It just sounded good.
Exactly.
We don't need to come on here. Well, not here. But no, even including myself. I always say, hey, if I don't listen to it and ingest it, I don't need to come here with a full album review. That's not my fucking job. Mm. I'm coming here to have a good time. Y'all need to take a step back. Hey, does it sound good? Do I like it? Great. That's it.
Pretty much.
And I think this last 18 to 20 months, well, however long we've been in the reset of hip-hop, you fucking idiots, has just felt like everyone needs to critique everything at all times.
Yeah. Deep dive in everything.
Cardi's album, to me, it's just really fun, really good. It's street. It's got every element you're looking for. Club bangers. It's got records where she's talking about her hurt. On one of the records, she said, I've cried for 300 days and not one person checked on me. Like, there's aspect of all of it here. Mm-hmm. She's got the Bodega Baddie record, which I said was coming. We didn't get the Bad Bunny feature, but we got the Selena Gomez feature. Which is not, you know what I mean? And Selena kind of smoked that shit.
That shit fire.
Fire. So, yeah, I just come on here. I just say that to say, like, we don't need to come on here and critique everything, man.
That's fact. I wouldn't see it as a quick hustle because, she took our ears.
Hell no.
She took eight years.
I think Cardi responded, and she gave a bunch of stats. I'm not going to pretend. But she did mention, she said, hey, every time I put music out, I get a large advance. I could be like these other niggas, put out 10 songs every year, get my money, make hundreds of millions of dollars. She's like, no, I take my time, I go through life, and I give you what I give you.
Exactly.
Fire. Like, every artist ain't here to do the same thing.
Of course.
I know y'all like that one nigga that drops every 6 years, and then now, you know, then we know what happened. Cool. But me, I do enjoy the hearing from you.
Of course.
Whether it be through features, I enjoy that.
At least we know you're still there.
I enjoy it, man. I enjoy it.
And Shorty's been busy. I can't
for sure. But Cardi has stayed, to me, she's always stayed active. She's still rapping.
100%.
So.
She's been rapping. She's been around social media, shows.
She's around.
She's been in movies.
She's not Batman. Like, she doesn't have to pretend to be this evil villain.
Yeah.
So.
I wouldn't knock as a quick hustle because 8 years hiatus is a long time. So. I don't know. Certain people, they sit on a high pedestal. Well, they put themselves on a high pedestal. They think their think pieces are definitely going to be something,
man.
For viral posts and views and likes and stuff. But it's like, you don't like it, you don't like it, bro.
Shit sounds smart to dumb niggas. That's it. These tweets sound smart to dumb niggas. That's it, bro. Niggas that, like I said, bro, you 5% niggas, like, I get it. Those my niggas. Well, chill. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, yeah, Cardi's album, I really, really enjoyed it. Like I said, 22 records. I don't got a track by track breakdown for y'all, but I really enjoy it. I even enjoy when Cardi's like out of pocket and just like talking.
Yeah.
Cause she's just saying whatever she wants. It's fire to me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's fire. And I don't go into a Cardi album, like I said, looking for these incredibly deep lyrical. Mm-hmm. No, it's not what I'm looking for, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Not persona.
Like, I'm not. No, nigga. I'm not looking for that. Go crazy, Cardi. That's it. Talk shit. Let's get to work. That's it. That's all I'm looking for. So. All right. What else we got musically? What else? Oh, well. We can stay with Cardi. Cardi is announcing. Well, she announced that she's doing an arena tour. Starting in February. Listen, I know they always say women are the strongest creatures in the world. Her being able to tour pretty much right after she has a baby is crazy.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
To me, that's nuts. So very, very, like, shout out to her. Yeah, she's doing, I think it's like, shit, how many dates? Like 30-some dates?
I'm trying to find right now.
Yeah, 30-some dates. Like I said, I don't like going to shows in New York. So,
I was looking at the New York ones. And I'm like, yo, it would be dope because, you know, it's showing love. But it's like, it's
cool. I'm not going. I'm not going to the Garden for no concert. Like, it's just too hectic.
Yeah.
It's too hectic. I want to go see you in an obscure city where everything is like quiet, slow. I'm spoiled from seeing fucking Drake in France where everything is. It's not like it was packed to the nines, but everybody's so calm and cool and everything moves slow that I'm moving at super lightning speed and I'm getting everything done super fast. But
shit, they got Newark. New York.
Are you
New York
crazy?
On March 25th.
Like I said, I'm going to go to Newark. Yeah, are you high?
Yo. I'm just listing. They got Newark, March 28th. Then Toronto, March 30th. Boston, April 2nd. And Hartford, Connecticut, April 3rd. Pretty close.
Nigga, I'm trying to go to like Portland, nigga. You talking
Portland?
About going, you talking about going 2-3 hours away.
I'm thinking the East Coast at least, bro.
Nigga, a flight to Portland is like $21.99. Nigga, we go to Portland, get an Airbnb. Get a hotel. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck am I talking about.
Yeah. I'm in mind, I'm like, Airbnb? What the fuck? On fucking farm? No,
Portland is a city. You look at you should know Portland. Portland is a whole, like...
I fuck with the Pacific Northwest. All right. That's the PO, like, you just know?
No, Portland is a whole city.
City, yes. Like, that's a city. It should be raining all the fucking time, though.
I don't mind it. Mm. But Portland is a whole city. So, I'm gonna go to, like, Portland or, like, Seattle or some shit. Austin is an option, or Dallas. Austin during these times, I don't know how niggas feeling. So, Dallas, there's no niggas there, so.
Yeah.
I'll go to, no, not Indianapolis, never mind. And we'll pod from there, wherever we decide to go. And we always train in Toronto, so you know that. So, niggas will do that. But anyway, Cardi B, yeah, I will be catching one of your shows. I will. I just want to see what it look like, the environment. It may not be all the way for me, but that's okay. We'll be catching one of them Cardi B shows.
We
all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What else we got? Because hey, I'm trying to delay the hour-long Drake segment. Like I said, we don't got shit else to really talk about. We did politics. We gave Cardi her flowers. Cardi and JT have been beefing on Twitter. I don't have much.
Yeah.
JT said
kind of funny.
JT said Cardi nigga fucks niggas. I don't care. They said the nigga said Uzi wear thongs. I don't know. I don't know, bro. I don't care. I don't got nothing to say about them niggas, bro. I have no idea. So all right. Listen, we're at the hour mark. Okay. We have officially run out of things to talk about. In sports, we always say for last.
Yeah. Because
they don't be shit in sports anyway until basketball season starts. And the football season just started.
Yeah.
So niggas have been online dissing Drake more, but now they're doing it classy in magazines. Okay.
In the editorial magazine.
ASAP Rocky said, you know what? These moments always make me feel like...
I saw this. I was like, damn, bro. Rocky, I love you, but why can't you just be a father, bro? Just... Like,
I don't. Maybe I'm being naive. At this point, if I'm anybody outside of Kendrick Lamar, I'm sidestepping the Drake question. You see the way, and we never talked about this. And shout out to Speedy. Speedy just did an interview with LeBron, and he said, "Hey." Yeah, he the way he asks questions, it makes you feel really comfortable. He has that Angie feel where it's like, you know what, I'm going to say whatever.
Of course.
He said, he asked LeBron about his relationship with Drake. LeBron said, obviously things have changed, but I always got love for him. That's it.
It's calm.
That's it. There's nothing.
There's no animosity, no.
And now Drake keeps dissing LeBron. Drake looks weird. No, that's not true. I would diss LeBron forever. I'm not a petty person. I'm not. I let shit go. Mm-hmm. But if I was Drake, I would probably diss you forever. I wouldn't fuck with you. I probably wouldn't diss you forever, but I would not fuck with you. Anytime your name came up, I would probably say fuck that nigga. Like I'm you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I if I'm anybody outside of Kendrick Lamar, I'm not answering Drake questions. Cause like
Why do it to myself?
It's not even...
I see it as why do it to myself.
Yeah.
And not even in like a scare tactic, but it's just like, bro, like, I'm not going to talk about that. Like why? Like, you want to catch a reaction. You want a clip. You want something to go viral. You want mix my words, bro. Like, nah, bro. Just, I'm going to drop this tour. I'm going to drop this album that no one going to hear because I'm a B or C list artist. Ask that motherfucker about... such and such, but like
it's been
that's how I see it.
It's been almost 2 years, and we're asking artists that had nothing to do with the beef about Drake and Kendrick Lamar, which is okay. Because like this was the best back and forth in rap battle history. I get it.
We haven't had shit like this in a while.
Never. Nas and Jay wasn't this consistent back and forth, yeah. Records, whatever. But I think ASAP, to me, musically, he hasn't necessarily been the greatest. There's not a lot of buzz surrounding his project. I would, at this point, would want to... My answer would have been like, yo, you know, I said, you know what? That's between him and Kendrick, man. I don't got really nothing to do with that.
Exactly. And a lot of, listen, and I get the feeling that a lot of y'all would say that's some bitch shit. Fuck you. It's not some bitch shit because it doesn't have to do with me. It's not my business. Me thinking on the outside of the box is like, yo, bro, I'm a whole different artist that obviously saw this event take place because the whole culture
and participated.
Did. Yeah,
and he Rocky, you dissed him on Future's triple album, so you can't now be like, well, we didn't. We should get into what he actually said. Oh, what did he say? I'm sure it'll be the first thing that comes up in Google. Of course, it is. What did he say in an interview with Elle? Rocky spoke briefly about the extensive back and forth. He said it was healthy for hip hop. The battles between Drake and Kendrick, not Drake and everybody else who might have said. He said, and everybody else who might have said something at the time. That's mainly why I fell back. No, you didn't. You participated. That's why you got dissed. That's why you got dissed. So I fell back. I just hate the way it's turning out with Drake suing and all that. What part of the game is that? What type of shit is that? That's none of my business, I guess. Well, you can't say it's none of your business when you gave an opinion on the business. So it's not really how that works. But with that being said, I may have, if I'm Rocky, you don't come out, you didn't come out well on the other side of that because you can't rap with him. Right? And you try, if you try it, Drake is petty king. He is going to diss you in the most subliminal, harshest way.
Perfect.
So, first of all, lying and saying you fell back, we were there. We saw you, nigga. We heard the song. And, like, I would have said, hey, you know what? I'm just focused on my project right now. Whatever he got going on is what he got going on. Now, to me, the intentionally dense part, which I get, is the, yo, he's suing Kendrick. Drake is not suing Kendrick. Drake is suing the label for putting millions of dollars behind a song that called him something. Kendrick just happened to be the artist. Insert other artist, I would assume it's the same. Well, no, I don't believe that. That's not true. But the concept is what it is.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah.
Rocky said on Metros, We Still Don't Trust You, on a Show of Hands, when he rapped, niggas in their feelings over women, what you hurt or something. I smashed before you birth, son. Flacco hit it first, son.
Obviously dissing Drake. And he responded directly with that little quick little gas because you hit my BM first and do the math. Like, very easy. So I don't, the whole, that's why I fell back and I didn't want to do all that and all. Guys, for me, I think if you're rolling out your album, the Drake rollout, the stimulus package is done with. Mm-hmm. I love the clips. I love Push, but they ran that into the ground. Every interview. So, I think the using Drake for the rollout thing now, it's getting pretty exhausting.
Again, yeah. Corny.
Bro, just be like, hey, bro, I'm focused on my album. I'm trying to put out the best music possible. Fuck, do that, bro. Yo, that shit is whack. But I also, once again, have to be fair. I do understand why anybody that feels like the suing stuff is it's out of the ordinary, right? But I also think people are intentionally being dense because he ain't suing Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah,
and I'll tell niggas, sue your label for less. Sue them for anything because they're consistently doing BS. Mm-hmm. And that kind of brings us to the Bleak thing, right? Bleak. Well, Memphis Bleak was on Shannon Sharpe's podcast, and he made a comment when Shannon Sharpe, also, that's like Shannon Sharpe's favorite question now, to every rapper, yo, what'd you think about Drake?
Damn, Shannon.
So, which, I mean, I expect it. But yeah, Memphis Bleak was on Shannon Sharpe's podcast.
Yeah.
And let me find it here. Bleak said that he joked around, said he would have come to Drake's defense. Bleak began saying that. Okay, yeah. Bleak said he's been the recipient of many diss tracks over the years, joking that the game has made 40 about him. I'm never going to take him to court. I hope this wasn't his decision. You know how sometimes lawyers make decisions. Rap beef in court should have been. There should have been some physical altercation for that. They're both guys. Drake got 10 diamond records. He's been on Billboard longer than anybody. Kendrick was just amazing. He said, I feel like Drake can come back from this. As you see, he dropped a Super Smash in Nokia. Listen, I once again, I love Memphis Bleak.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you know what? I would take that. Let me relay it. I think that he answered the question as honestly as he could have. So I have no problem with what Bleak said. I think then Drake responded somewhat. Drake posted a caption with him and 50 women in a room.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, hey, another washed up rap from 2005 trying to tell me what to do.
Yeah, it was nice. More unsolicited advice from rappers we loved in 2005.
I love that response. Because, like, you guys have never come close to where I've come. You guys have no idea what's at stake. You guys have no idea what's going on or what's happening. So who the fuck are you to tell me anything?
Yeah. It's like when your dad tells you, been there, done that. It's like, Dad, you wasn't around during COVID with the stimmies was hitting.
Or in our lives.
Or in our lives.
Or in our lives, nigga.
He wasn't outside to bug at 4 or 5 in the morning. Women all around. Fellas all around. So it's the same.
The fellas part is crazy, but I was crazy.
But yeah, I guess that's what Drake is essentially doing.
No, in just, that case, nigga, you can't talk to me, and you know me and Hov ain't straight. So watch your mouth.
Yeah,
you know, like so that you know Drake and Hov absolutely hate each other. Like that is a confirmed truth at this point. Yeah. They Drake and Hov absolutely cannot stand each other. Despise one another. Right. So no, you, your best friend, your OG, whatever, you know me and him ain't straight, and now you coming on here telling me that suing ain't part of the game. No, nigga. I'm gonna sue my label for putting millions of dollars that I made them mm-hmm. behind a song that called me something.
Yep.
No. No. I don't care. No, no. No, absolutely not. That nigga never gotta come to court. He never gotta say nothing. But y'all, I made you guys billions almost of dollars? Y'all, no, we're not doing that. You're going to take the money I made y'all to... No, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. But I think the overall question is, how do we feel about Drake responding in this way? I think everything that we hear from Drake going forward is going to be full of anguish and petty. And we'll get a Nokia in between. 100%. Which, and I'm cool with.
100%. And I feel like he has every right to. 100%. He's
fuck you niggas.
Yeah. I feel like he's played, not people pleaser, but just, you know, he's looked out, showed a lot of love over these years from the beginning of his career all the way to now. And with each album, you see the transitioning of just certain eras and music styles and just lyricism, different entities coming in and out of his camp. It's like, at this point, it's like, fuck yeah, bro. It's just me. And it's like that old lion and like the jungle and shit, just all beat up, scarred up. But it's like, yo, I'm still hungry, and that's how I feel like Drake. It is at this point. By all means, be all petty, and it's gonna show. Like, yo, bro, like y'all could say what y'all want. I'm still on top.
Yeah, he's still.
And y'all gonna listen to this shit.
Yeah, he's still the top. I think, like I said, I got to experience, since we're on Drake. Mm-hmm. I got to experience the tour, this European tour, and it's the best show I've ever been to. Like, and I didn't expect anything different. I'm like, oh, I know it's gonna be the best show I've ever been to. I don't expect anything different.
Mm-hmm.
He's at the top of the game. The tour ended, yes, as we're recording this Wednesday. The tour ended Tuesday, our time, or vice versa, whatever. The tour's done. Ended in Hamburg.
Mm-hmm.
We can expect Iceman soon. I will say that with pure confidence. When I say soon, I mean before the end of the year.
Yeah.
We have been getting a bunch of leaks.
I saw some shit with MJ.
That was AI or fake or some 100%. Shit. Yeah, that was AI.
I was like, bro, come on. I was just desperate, bro. Come on.
But the leak with him and Kodak, and y'all know I am a big Kodak detractor. Hey.
Sniper gang.
I went to find that song, and I went to put it on my phone, and I did. So I want to make that clear. I don't want to be fake here, but I went to go look for that song, and I went and put it on my phone. Then I went to see if what Kodak did all these times was that bad. And it still was, but it's still on my phone. So I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm saying I have flaws.
But, shit, we got flaws, but his flaws is a little...
But I'm but what I'm saying is, like, you know what? He's an awful human being. But he slid like crazy on this shit. And this is the first time I've ever understood. I would play a bit of it. But once again, I don't know if... I don't work over there no more, so I don't know if UMG's what their plan is. Because these leaks
is wild.
One, they sound great. Two, I don't know if he's doing this on purpose. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's trying to find something that's gonna stick. Because I feel like the music is sticking to an extent. Like, What Did I Miss to me is still a great record. And I will say this very confidently, and I can confirm. What Did I Miss is the lead single off Iceman.
Yeah.
So it's that not should, so I don't know any of the other records that are coming out. Doghouse is not on Iceman. The Central Tee record, I don't think it's on Iceman. So I will confirm What Did I Miss is on Iceman. That is the lead single from that album. So with that being said, if we're judging off of that specifically, he's right where he needs to be musically right now.
Gotcha.
What Did I Miss is the melodic record. Replay value. I hear it every time I leave the house.
Yeah. It's one of them ones.
Yeah. So with that being said, he's right where I feel like he needs to be. Now, with these leaks, I need to know when he recorded these things. So I know that these, if these are on purpose or not.
Yeah, because certain ones is like a year old or so, like certain times.
They say National Treasure is a year old. I don't know. This sounds very recent.
Okay.
The Kodak record, they said that was from For All the Dogs. And I believe that because I don't think him and Kodak fly no more. So, I believe that. Yeah. But I need to a little bit of Drake part. Hold on. Let me turn that speaker on. See if it work. I don't know if that should work. That should turn on.
Your Bluetooth device.
That's crazy.
Your Bluetooth device is ready to pair.
I'm gonna play a little bit for y'all, and hopefully they don't give me a little strike. Hopefully they don't give me a little strike. They don't give me a little strike. So.
Put it up or?
No. I'm about to play right now. All right, go ahead. I'm going to give y'all hopefully 30 seconds of Drake part.
I got to get one. Yeah. Life's crazy. It's hard for me to trust.
You turn the blue.
It's hard for me to trust. Cause even if they not down, they act down, cause they know what's up.
They at my top, they want my spot, but nigga,
I'm just gonna Drake part.
Hey, baby, flooded, get the switch, melts on whole shit. We ain't stripping when we gripping on a broke bitch. Hey, baby, gotta slip me in a throat quick. Feed ass McDonald's on some EIEIO shit. Oh shit, got the factory diamonds on me, no shit. Hey, bro, had a knock, got it, so we both hit. And a car black matter on some woke shit. Thinking far back, I was on some broke shit. Whole time, all that money sitting in my notes, bitch. Never tricked the 700 million when I wrote shit. I was trying to get it for my mama and the bros quick. And my girl, Howie, she was Ethiopian. Then the skies parted and I saw her opening. Tried doing drugs, it ain't work, I was focusing.
Alright, listen. Tell y'all something right now. And if these are the throwaways,
that's crazy.
Waiting for something.
It's crazy.
So.
And the fact that he's able to actually, just, like, if these are the throwaways and not, like, even care about them being throwaways or leaks, it's like, damn, bro.
I don't know if, listen, I also don't know if he don't care. Because the National Treasure shit, that was the beat at the end of episode 2 of Iceman. Mm-hmm. So I am sticking to, I don't think that was on purpose, or he's going to redo that song.
Gotcha.
I assume, and he's floated on that. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the plan could be. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm expecting Iceman in November, December, because it's supposed to be out before the year's over.
Yeah.
So yeah. What else we got? Today, oh, well. Staying on our Drake Power Hour here. Pause. Today is the anniversary, as we're recording, of Nothing Was the Same. My favorite Drake album ever. And one of the greatest albums of all time. Of all time.
For sure.
Drake's most concise, short, to the point. His third album. I just remember that time in my life. I was a junior in college when that came out. And I remember it leaked online because that was the way to do it. We have album music for you got to get the leak online.
Mm-hmm.
Or the minute it comes out at midnight, you try to find the leak, the link. So niggas go and find the link and whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember just sitting in the at midnight and listening to that shit. I'm like, bro, this is life-changing. Just because of how great. And it aged so much better than where we were at the time.
100%.
I remember when Started From The Bottom came out, before the album comes out, as a lead single. And it was just playing everywhere. And niggas just like, I don't know, man.
It was definitely a different time, 100%. Definitely before Apple Music, because Apple Music was like 2015.
Yeah, Apple Music, I was a senior in college.
So everyone definitely had to go to like Hot No Hip Hop or like Mixtape Drop or whatever, just any type of website to get their shit. Shit, bro, 2013. Great, I was done with high school.
Yeah, I think I said I was a junior in college, yes.
Done with high school, freshman in college. Shit, bro. That was definitely a different time for sure. That album definitely, it aged like wine, 100%. Got a lot of hate. I definitely remember. Holy shit. I remember Twitter. I remember Facebook. Yo, people were bashing the fuck out that album.
Yeah, but, like they do all Drake albums. Like,
yeah.
Take Care. Yeah. It's fine.
But
yeah, and today, like to see today, everybody kind of posting the album. Posting quotes from the album, like it just tells you there's timely shit going on.
Yeah,
and you don't really get that with any other artist.
Yeah.
Like he creates moments.
Just looking at that whole album, just off the bat, Tuscan Light is insane.
Yeah,
For the Sting, Wu Tang Forever, Own It, Worst Behavior, Own It to Worst Behavior is insane. From Time with Janae Okay. Hold On You Were Going Home. After a while, it got tiring, but it's still a good track.
I love that record, yo. Maybe I'm biased. There's not a like you don't. There's not a bad song on here, you know.
At all, Connect.
Connect. Oh my god.
The language. I miss the. You know, whenever he was putting the duh with the with
anything his, time it shit start with the duh, you know what's about to happen.
Like that when he was doing that, or the timestamp songs and shit. Because he don't do them as much anymore.
I'll be getting one. No, we'll get one, man.
But the duh, yo, then 305 to my city is just, yo, it's just so much time with shit. Too much. Pound Cake, Paris More Music, too. Like,
yeah.
Yo, that fucking album.
Amazing. I think the three album run from Take Care to If You're Reading This Is Too Late,
mm-hmm.
It's a run that we don't talk about enough, I think. The whole ghostwriting rumor and however it went fucked up If You're Reading This Is Too Late. But that's a cult classic. That's mm-hmm. a sneaky classic. I listen to that album almost every day. So, yeah, as I'm going through the day and I'm just seeing everybody from our generation, that backpack,
mm-hmm.
The blog era, kind of like post lines and moments. I'm like, wow, like this album really meant something to us.
Hell yeah, bro.
This meant something to us. It's something that.
It's cemented in everyone's life, 100%. Yes. Regardless of whether or not you listen to hip hop or not, whether you're a minority or whatever background you are, that's this album for sure. You at least heard one track or heard the album at least one run,
and still hear it.
But that it's impacted everyone's life, 100%.
And that's why I have all 100%. These weird. I have these significant issues with people like because of how this battle turned out. And
mm-hmm.
People keep calling Drake out of touch and all this other stuff. Trying to take away and devalue his place in hip-hop. Hip-hop isn't... We're not where we are in the last 15 years without the things he's done.
Yeah.
So I just think, like, it's an irresponsible take, and I get it. Clicks, views are important, and that is a conversation that moves the needle. He's not one of us. He's not part of the culture. I get that's the conversation that moves the needle.
Yeah.
And listen, yes, I'm 100% on the opposite side of that. So hey, this might sound like it's falling on deaf ears or like I'm just preaching what's in my heart. But I think that the anniversary of an album like this, it makes you realize and sit back like, man, this human being was so important to the thing that we cherish and love so much, which is hip hop, R&B, music, the way he was able to blend all that into one sound. And, you know, he is the birth of Bryson Tiller. He is the birth of a sound. Like, he's given us so much.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I get it. And also, like, the West Coast dudes that do that, the podcast, I get y'all. Y'all, this personal, y'all hate everybody that's not from Compton, California. I get it. That's fine. I'm not talking to y'all.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the pundits that feel the need because it is what garners clicks and views, and it sounds good to be now to be a hip-hop purist or whatever you guys want to call yourselves. I think it sounds cute, but the reality of it is hip-hop has every 3 to 4 years is in a place where the major labels and the marketers are trying to devalue it so they can pay you less. That is what the consistent battle in these offices. And he is the one that consistently is like, hey, man, like, I'm still here and I'm still hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he does pop records or not, they view him from that.
Yeah.
So him being able to make, you know, a 9 a.m. Dallas and Nokia is something we've never seen before. And that is what has given us a lot of leverage in these hip hop offices because he's birthed from the rap. So the devaluing of him to me is just lame, and you're only doing it once again for clicks and views.
Yeah,
I don't think you niggas really even mean that, because if you niggas say you love hip hop, you can't say he hasn't changed it and, yeah, or pushed it forward influenced in the last 20 years. He's been the guy on top.
100%.
So that was my little rant on the day of Nothing Was the Same. You know, the anniversary, and obviously that album always reminds me of Tide. That was his favorite album, so. Hit that in views. So, you know, all the, like that album impacted me a lot, man. It just was like, wow, like, yeah, it's something that it sticks with you. It showed you, outside of Take Care, it showed you the genre bending.
Yeah.
And how far he can take it.
Exactly.
So.
Not yet.
But I was going to say that, and my last point, I'll let you, like, when you listen back to that album, I understand people's gripe with Drake, though, sometimes. Like, oh, man, like, I wanted him to sound like this again.
Yeah.
He's not that person anymore, exactly. But I 100% get when you hear that,
mm-hmm,
damn, like, I miss that, the vulnerability,
mm-hmm,
the...
Putting it all out there.
The
Unshielded and type shit.
Whatever record it is when he said, I'm not even talking to Nicki. You know, like, you know... Communication is breaking. I think that's for this thing. Communication is breaking. I fucked up. You know, I always fuck up and I'm the second to admit it. Like, that stands. I'm like, damn. Like, that's real shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, it's Tuscan Leather.
Tuscan Leather, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, stuff like that. So I think that's what we're missing. And I hope we do get some of that on Iceman. I doubt it. I think Drake is just going to be dissing everybody again. But
of course.
As long as he raps, well, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. Nah, that album, shit, it came out, what, September 13, 2013?
That's 12 years ago.
12 years ago.
Damn.
Shit, I was my freshman year of college. I remember, I think I had that was a different, just whole different time. I definitely was hearing that shit in class or waiting in fucking somewhere near BMCC and shit. Just listen to that album. It's something that, the one thing I love about music is that it can take you, it can always, if you truly love something with music of any genre, it can always pinpoint a certain time in your life, just same with thing with food, same thing with sense, or same thing with like art and stuff like that. But with music, you just remember that certain era and time. That time for me was transitioning from high school to college, understanding, you know, pre-adult, adult to adult, understanding like life shit. But this album, it was just like, it was a nice notion. It was a nice notion trying to get, you know, seeing the view from inside, outside in type shit. One of my favorite bars from that album, and it definitely tested the time, is on when Drake said, I'm tired of hearing about who you checking for now. Give it time. We'll see who's still around. who's still around a decade from now?
That's been 15 of these 15 years.
15 years, and it's a nice testament of time to see, you know, obviously how he's gone, maneuvered through life and everything. And being a fan, just seeing like, yo, regardless of what's happened in these past 15 years, still here. Our generational MJ for sure. But the album itself is how much it shows proof of how much craft he has had for at least that album, and continues to do so, mainly with 40. Like 40 producing that 40 fucking album, bro. 40 don't get enough
credit for who the fuck he is, like, in music.
And
I know we dick rhyme, but fuck it.
No,
But yeah. 40 don't get enough credit.
At all, bro.
40 is one of the greatest producers. I don't care if he's never produced for anybody else. 40 is one of the greatest producers in music history.
Yeah. 100%, bro.
Like, yeah.
That's like, there is no... No, yeah, I'm going to say, I'm standing on that. There is no drip without 40.
No, he'll tell you that.
Yeah, like, that is, yo, them two is just like, it's peanut butter and jelly. It's like, it's just, it goes together, bro. The sound that they make, that they have made, they stapled, and just the foundation of it is amazing. Like, 40 really did his thing on this album. Not to take away other, you know, producers and engineers, but... it's insane. It's insane what 40 has done over the years, continues to do, even having his illness and, you know, over the years battling and stuff. But that album for sure, fucking amazing, bro. Amazing.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Obviously this album probably won't be like that because it's just a different era and time.
Yeah, it's just a different time.
But knowing that at least we were able to experience that for the most part, because I know our generation, millennials for sure, that, you know, you tell anyone, yo, you remember Nothing Was the Same, they'll tell you like, yo, I was here, I was doing this or this and that, third, X, Y, and Z. The younger generation is a little different because obviously they were too young probably to actually have that experience. But it's that time in life, that blogger life era was the same.
Yeah, man. I think we're definitely lucky to have experienced, and now let's take Drake out of it. The blog era, that Cole, Sean, Drake, Wale, like, bro, just that era of music.
It was mainly Tumblr. Like Tumblr, Twitter was still popping, but Tumblr was, yo, everywhere, bro.
Yeah, I remember that year we got a Sean album, we got a Drake album. Yeah, I don't know if we got a Cole album that year, but he was very active. So yeah, man, yeah, I look back at that time, and it makes me grateful to have been around, to experience.
He did? Cole?
I don't think Cole did. He did? Oh, Born Sinner. Okay, look at that. Yeah. We get three albums in that year from these guys. So it's like, yeah. You know what I mean? You know, Kendrick, that dude, that shit's cool. Yeah. But I feel like going from that 90s hip-hop, being younger, into the blog era, we have that perfect time frame of music. And now we're seeing a whole different ballgame. Mm-hmm. But nothing is sticking now, right? Nothing's sticking. And I've seen lately the conversation on the internet is that hip-hop is in it once again, and this is what we've been fucking saying for the last 2 years, hip-hop is in a dark space.
My fault. But 2013 was that year when fucking Macklemore won Grammy.
Oh, well.
Against Good Kid, M.A.A.D. City, highest. It was the highest. Nothing Was the Same. Magna Carta and Yeezus.
Well, Magna Carta sucks. I remember. We're obviously huge Jay-Z fans. I'm a huge Jay-Z fan, but like, and at the time, I was pumping that album up so much.
Uh-huh.
Yo, when I got it, I was like, wow, this sucks.
Bro, I hate that I used someone's Samsung to make the account. Yeah, all that bullshit.
I did just mad bullshit. Early,
yeah.
Yeah, I did mad bullshit at that time. But I remember.
My fault for cutting you off.
No, no. You like,
because in my head, I'm like, yo, 2013, that just seemed real familiar, bro. Yeah, like, hold up. Yeah.
No, that album, that Hove album, that really sucked. And I love Hove. You know, we love Hove here. even if he's beefing with you, like, listen, that album is some ass. I listened to it recently by accident. It sucks.
It's not that
good. What the fuck was Hov talking about? Gosh. And that's when I know I need to leave a party. When they, there's always that one song they try to get off, and I'm like, bro, I'm fucking leaving.
It's like, I'm out.
Oh, don't fuck with me. You know I got it. Guys, don't play. If they're, if somebody's playing on the spot, I'm leaving. Like, I know that this is not
the DJ. It's got to be an old head, bro.
This is not the DJ for me.
It's got to be an old head DJ. It's like, yo, y'all remember this?
Or just be one of them niggas that's trying to be different. Like, bro, this girl's Tom here. Ford. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm out. Call my Uber. Like, I'm fucking leaving, nigga. What the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Bro, niggas be trying to get that off still.
Oh, my God, bro.
Macklemore deserved to beat that out.
Not yet.
But, was it, oh, no, yeah. So, the talk all over the internet has been, hip-hop is dying. We need Drake to be great. He's not giving out the features anymore. No one's excited. There are no more moments. Sorry, nigga.
I mean, shit.
Sorry, nigga. So?
One person I'm happy to see fail right now, and I'm praying on your dump. I don't go, fuck, DJ Khaled.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm
thank
so,
God.
Bro.
Oh, yeah. We could diss him.
Bro, I am holy
he
shit.
He put out that record, and no one gave a
bro,
fuck.
Nothing. No buzz at
and
all.
It sucked.
No buzz. I'm like, honest to God, bro, I'm so happy Drake has clipped that bridge completely destroyed.
Oh,
bro.
No, yeah, you niggas, listen, a lot of y'all gonna feel it.
Like, because the Khaled albums, bro, everyone was tuning in, obviously, because, like, you know, you got all the features and shit like that, but everyone was tuning in for that
and
Drake.
The worst part is Drake be giving you them bullshit songs, and you still need it. You still need the bullshit.
Yep.
So, I don't know, man. Yeah, the talk on the internet is we need Drake to be great. We need him to do this. We need him to do that. And listen, we've been saying this forever. Yes, you niggas can't survive without the moneymaker.
Yeah.
Y'all aren't interesting enough. Y'all aren't active enough. You guys don't create moments. Y'all don't rap well enough. Y'all don't sing. Like,
Yeah.
Cardi right now is keeping things afloat. Her album's great. It's exciting. She's doing a full rollout.
Right.
But
and
Drake,
she even said that shit not even going to affect. I think you said it too. It's not going to affect the tour.
No. I mean, that's what she said. Yo. That's what she said. But like I said, I don't know. I don't know how much I can believe that.
But the rollout, is dope. But I mean, everyone's saying like, you know, he needs to do this, this, and that. There, it's like, yo, bro, I feel like he's been doing it.
Man, shut your asses.
And it's just like we just haven't been appreciated. And then with that whole 18 months of everything going down, it's like. Now we're all kind of just going back to
it. Oh, yeah,
to
let's hold. Drake this, Drake that. Bro, I see niggas like, yo, when he dissed Memphis Bleak, he was in a room singing Whitney Houston. They're like, oh, my God, Drake holding up gun signs in a room full of white women. I was like, guys, get a grip. He's in Germany.
Exactly.
He's trolling. Whatever. 100%. Anyway, neither here nor there. 100%. But I think, yeah, I think... I think we're going to get past the point where everybody feels the need to give a deep dive on every aspect of music and just have fun again. So,
yeah,
that's that, man. That is our Drake. That's our Drake Power Hour. I told y'all. We had shit else to talk about. Shout out to Drake with me in the topic of the conversation. I mean, just took a page out of you niggas' book, just the opposite.
Word.
And there's nothing sports. Oh, sports related. Kawhi, you're still guilty, you bitch ass nigga.
My God.
You bitch ass nigga. They are coming for you Clippers niggas. I'm a Laker fan. Kawhi, you and the Clippers is going down, nigga.
Yeah.
All right. Call it a season for you niggas.
Yeah.
Get rid of this nigga. Go, Kawhi, go play for Sacramento or whatever. It's over, y'all. I want to keep reiterating that until they find it's not a crime, but I'm saying whatever they did,
they
get him out of here.
Yeah.
All right. You niggas look guilty. All right. They got y'all dead to rights, buddy. Sorry.
I'm about to put against the money line on them every day.
So, what else sports wise? The Giants
suck.
They do suck. They're 0-3. They are making the change at quarterback. Jackson Dart is going to be in for Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson has looked awful. He had that great game week 2 against the Cowboys, but that also let me know that Cowboys look like shit.
Yeah.
So now it's just like, oh, everybody just sucks.
Exactly.
But week 1 and 3, Russell Wilson looked absolutely horrendous.
It's like, what the fuck, bro?
And, bro, it's okay to hang it up, man. It's over with. Like, it's over with, bro.
Team is just cursed, bro.
Team is just bad.
Like
they were fine. Like, they're just bad. And football teams go through this.
Of course.
But.
It's slumps. It's long-ass slumps.
But that's why football doesn't have like a draft lottery. The worst teams get the best picks to make it come back around.
Yeah.
Y'all are just really bad. Y'all and the fucking Browns. I'm going to diss the Browns because y'all continuously look like shit.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all did win last week. Again, but that shit was a stroke of luck.
Yeah.
Y'all won last week. But y'all look like shit. The score was 13-10. Y'all look like shit.
Yeah. It was bad.
Joe Flacco. I'm not saying start Shador, but Joe Flacco, it's enough. Y'all can't score points.
Yeah.
Put in Dylan Gabriel, watch him be bad, and then Shador can come in. Because I'm sorry. I don't care how good he looks in the preseason. I don't believe it. Mm-hmm. Now that we're on sports, a bunch of other stuff came out with Shador rejecting teams like the Eagles and the Ravens drafting him later in the rounds. And I have absolutely no problem with that because he's like, hey, like, I don't want to be Lamar Jackson's backup for 10 years. Lamar Jackson is 25 and he's the best quarterback in the NFL.
Fucking killing it,
no, I don't want to go to Baltimore. And the same thing with the Eagles. Jalen Hurts is 24. He's really good.
Super fucking young.
Yeah, like why am I gonna go back him up for 15 years? Like what?
Yeah.
So yeah, go to Cleveland when you have an opportunity to start this year. Because Joe Flacco looks like shit. He looks like shit.
Yeah.
They gotta play the rookies.
Not even trying to say hate to say it, but Hurts hate to see it.
Yeah, I couldn't care less. 100%. Joe Flacco seems like a cool dude, but he looks like shit.
Might be time to hang it up.
You wanna big up the Yankees making the playoffs?
We clinched it finally.
Like, then that's not what niggas supposed to do?
Yes, but, yo, bro, just fucking see. Being a Yankees fan is insane. But being a fan for any New York team, but mainly the Yankees, is that shit will put you through hell, bro. Ups and downs, roller coaster ride from the summertime all the way to now. It's just like, what the fuck? But they do say, and like, not to jinx us, but they do say teams that get hot towards the end show promise.
Yeah, that's all sports,
In the postseason, which, I mean, So, but thankfully, we fucking clinched this, for the season. We just need to continue, finish these last few games for the season. Then October baseball. It'll be real interesting. Shit, I know our rivalry teams are kind of going through it too. Dodgers, their ass. Mets, I'm kind of rooting for y'all, but y'all ass. And I know y'all taking the L with Soto. Boston, we actually might be cheering for Boston because they're going against Houston. So,
niggas don't want to see them niggas.
Yeah, bro. So, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Hopefully, we make it past. Hopefully, we win the pennant at least again, and then we really make it towards the World Series. And fuck, thank God. But if not, shit gotta change for sure. At the end, after the whole season and everything like that, win or lose, shit has to change. Managers have to change. The whole front office has to realize, like, it's analytical shit is just not it. Like,
yeah,
we need like some real life pro experience, ex retired Yankees to come in and change shit up. So, yeah,
I don't know shit about baseball, but I'm with you. Something got to change. Nigga.
It's not yet. 100%.
Something got to change.
100%.
But because niggas being excited to make the playoffs, like, I'm a Laker fan. I'm a Laker fan. We supposed to get hyped because we made the playoffs. Nigga, we supposed to win. Nigga, we the best.
That's fact.
On to what's up? Dialing back to basketball. I saw Zion is skinny now.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
I saw that when we were
nigga,
setting up.
If you've been able to be this in shape for your whole career, what the fuck was the change now? I think it's a contract year for him.
Oh.
One. Two. I heard management ain't playing with him. They said, bro, this is it.
That's it. Like, final straw type shit.
Hey, nigga. You don't get yourself in shape, it's over with. So you've been able to do this shit the whole time? Yeah, stop fucking porn stars, getting them pregnant, and then eating hoagies at night. Yes, you're a professional athlete. That's just my take. You have a job to do.
Nah, bro. Because the thing is, I get the feeling he probably either hoagies or some gumbo. Like, you know.
Bro, if you're paying me $40 million a year, I won't eat up. Tell me what to do.
Yeah.
I won't eat a chip. I don't care. What do you want me to do? $40 million.
He's definitely looking his fingers.
For sure. He was eating them, clearly. But what I'm saying is, like, yo, like,
How long was it? When he signed, what was his, it was $40 million for how many years?
Right now, he's on his fourth year of, it's the last year of that same contract. So it's a contract renewal year for him. He said, yo, it's the best I've ever felt. I haven't felt like this in college.
Yeah, because it fucking ends, bro. Like, no, you had so much promise. And I'm honestly happy New York did not pick him up, bro. Holy shit.
Oh, no. Listen, Zion, this is it, buddy. You don't have a good year?
Yeah.
Niggas is not wasting time.
We send your ass to China.
That's it. It's over with. Please. But yeah, him being like, oh, I feel great. Well, you could have felt great 4 years ago, nigga.
Yeah.
You would have not been as injured. Like, same thing with Luka, too. But Luka has been averaging 45 points. Hey, I'm a Laker fan. I'm saying Luka averaged 45 and 15. So he's different. He gets away with it. And he's been in the deep in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Zion, by the time June rolls around, he's out.
That's true.
He's at home. So, but the same thing with Luka, like, yo, bro, I need some motivation to get right. Damn. Luka's different because, like I said, he averaged 50 and 10, nigga. I don't care what you look like.
Rightfully so.
Zion, even when he's big, he's great, but he's always hurt.
He always hurt.
So.
Shit. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting this season.
I mean, they're still going to suck, but I just want to see how long he played. They're 100% still going to suck.
But we got to believe, bro.
Yeah, they're still going
to be. We got to believe, bro.
The Pelicans will still be a two-pack of ass. Don't get it fucked up. But
oh, no, yeah. The Pelicans aren't going to play. Yeah, I'm talking about the Knicks.
The Knicks? No, the Knicks are going to go. I think the Knicks go to the
finals. Good, bro. We good. We still good.
The Knicks go to the finals this year.
Because Celtics ain't here. Listen, I understand what happened is very unfortunate, yes. With Halliburton, disaster, or whatever.
It'll be fine.
But we still good. Hopefully we make it to the finals and, you know, just fuck it. Yo, day one, just fuck it. Don't screw the whole season. We just start first day, NBA finals. Just fuck it. Just fast forward the whole shit. We don't even have to go through the whole season.
Listen, yeah, I think the Knicks end up in the finals. There's no Indiana. There's no Boston. We always beat the shit out of Cleveland. Word. So I don't see it. It would be a super disappointment for the Knicks not to see the finals.
That's a fact.
The Rockets lost Fred VanVleet to a torn ACL for the year.
Damn.
The Rockets. So,
shit.
I don't know. I feel like he's a big part of their team, but I don't know if that.
That's enough.
I don't know if that completely derails them. I don't want to say that, but
his absence, yeah.
I think that it significantly hurts them, especially against a team like OKC with a point guard like Shea.
Yeah.
And the Lakers with a point guard like Luka. So, you know. We'll see what happens. Yeah, we could stop pretending we give a fuck about this bullshit now. We can stop.
I really, yo, it's going to be Knicks and Lakers, watch.
Bro. Knicks, Lakers in the finals, and I'm running for Lakers.
Battle of the City, bro.
And I will be in one of them games.
Watch. Watch.
But yeah, man, I think
Adam Silver, yo, just fix that shit up.
Please.
Yo, just, you know, come on.
All right, man, listen, that's all I got. We ain't got shit else to talk about. We gave y'all way more than I expected. Tune in next week. Thank y'all for liking, subscribing, listening, doing all the people things you guys do every single week.
Word. Appreciate that.
Shout out to you all. Keep tuning in. Thank you so much. We got some announcements coming up. Once we finish, figure some stuff out, you'll be the first to hear. All right, we out of here. Life, more love.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.